Agut kibensio rabbeisai, aleichem, v'al b'neichem, v'al kol anil v'mimochem, v'al kol beis Yisrael. Very challenging Simchas Torah. I probably was one of the first people in the community to find out about it, the Chutz Loretz. And that was because we sat in my sukkah on Shmini Atzeres after davening, and we mamish were just starting the suda, and this strange knock on the door, an individual in the community who I don't really have a shaychus to, and he told the Rebbetzin he has an emergency shayla. Okay, that's not such an uncommon thing, especially Shabbos and Yom Tov. So I sit down with him, and he goes through this whole thing with Eretz Yisrael. He was the first one to tell me. He said that there's a matzav in Eretz Yisrael. Hamas infiltrated. He has a friend who's a big gevir, has a private jet somewhere, I don't know, somewhere in the Middle East. He wants to make a call to try to get the plane. Because a long story short, he wanted to know, is he allowed to Mechal Shabbos to make calls to help this friend of his who's panicking? So that's how I heard about this whole thing. The friend was somewhere in the Orient Hotel, and I guess they had a guy somehow reach out to this person in our neighborhood. And as the day went on, Dr. Rosenblum came to my house. He has an anikul in the Israeli army, a reservist, and he got contacted here in America. So it started trickling in. And the shaila was, how much to focus on it and how much to go vayit to it Simchas Torah. And my psak was that we should go vayit to it Simchas Torah, and we should try to keep it as quiet as possible for the oilum. I was medir the oilum that there's an eis torah, and that we should use the simcha that we have with the Torah and the kabbalas that we have, which no Jew goes to Simchas Torah without kabbalas. And all of those chuyas, we should channel it to Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael. So I was a yedeya ve'en a yedeya, nim v'loy nim, tir v'loy tir, like Chazal say by Misnamnim. I knew, I heard. I also deep down knew I didn't want to know on Yom Tov, whatever the gravity was. And then Motzei Yom Tov came in, the Pach HaPchodim, with all the Besuris, Achman al-Tzlon, with such shvichas dam noki. And Lamaisa, how do we go weiter? How do we go weiter? Rabbi Isai, as you heard from me many times in the past, I'm not somebody that knows why things happen. It's not my domain. It's not in my portfolio. I know Asidah Rambam. I know what the Rambam tells us is halacha lemaisa, which is that when there's a tzora, a person has an obligation to daven, the raisadik obligation to daven. Zachiv tefillah the rais over there, even according to the Ramban. And also, says the Rambam, to try their best to connect the dots. Try to connect. So Rabbi Isai, I want to first be makdim what I think we shouldn't be doing. We shouldn't be hyper-focused on news. Some people feel that's what they do now. Right now, they have these chats. You can even sign up. And you can get notices every time there's a rocket. Every time there's an air raid. You could find out where, what, when, how. Abay say, vaday, vaday, that will do nothing. It will do nothing. To remain completely oblivion, obviously, is not an approach. It's Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. You can't act like you don't want to know what's going on. We're a bus of a dom. We have tremendous ava for every yid. And obviously, we want to know, you keep. So it's normal. It's normal to check, to find out what's going on. to have some kind of connection to what's going on. But the vast, the lion's share of our efforts should not be following news. That's doing nothing for Klal Yisrael. And unfortunately, that's the go-to place. And I have a deep feeling that that is mamish the Atzas HaYetzel. Because going there is a way of feeling like you're involved, and yet it requires nothing in the area of change, in the area of Kabbalah, in the area of a Chayit in a Liboy. And yet I'm involved. What do you mean? I know every news brief. I could tell you what happened 10 minutes ago. This is mamish gomisht. It's mamish gomisht. We have to understand something else. That when we see a tzara, we see a tzara like this. I was in Eretz Yisrael in a similar tekufa in the Yom Kippur War. We arrived at Eretz Yisrael shortly before the Yom Kippur War. My father went to learn a kail there at the time. Very uncommon in those days. Took off from work and he went. Amish lech lecha. A couple of weeks later was the Yom Kippur War. And it was a similar type of feeling. Pachad. Most unsettling feeling. Even in the context of war. There's wars that you feel somewhat prepared. There's wars that you totally feel like, where did it come? But we have to understand like this. The Novi Yumiya says, "A sora hi liyanke fu mimenu yivosheya." It's in Perek Lamed in Yumiya. The stipler Zecher Tzadik Levrocha in his Buchas Peretz and Shmois. The stipler has such a beautiful idea, which he weaves together in so many different inyonim. He says, it's not just that when a tzara comes, that we as Maminim B'nai Maminim, we know there's a tikkun, there's a reason, there's a cheshbon, there's a kabanit here, there's a captain running every aspect of the Bria. But something good will come. He stells to over there, he talks about the Gemara in Sota Yud Beis. Kol HaBen Ayu Lo Rayoir Et HaShlichu. The Ganze Parah's obsession with making sure that every single Jewish male born should be killed. And killed, gone, thrown into the river. Was because he was afraid for Moshe Rabbeinu. So the stipler, what happened? The Yor itself, the place where Pari thought was the end, that was the beginning. And he himself brought up Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the stipler, Eis Tzor Hili Yaakov, Umimena. And the Yeshua itself will come from there. Umimena Yivoshea. From it itself. The stipler goes on to say, when we say in the Haggadah, B'chol dor v'dor, Oim dim aleinu l'chaloseinu, V'akodesh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyodom, says the stipler, it's miyodom, it's that same yad, that yad that's going out there, Oim dim aleinu l'chaloseinu, that itself ends up being the Yeshua. The Yeshua will come from there. So when things sometimes feel like they're crashing down, Maminim b'nei maminim we are, that's all Yad Hashem. And it could actually be Mavteches of Yeshua's. And that's actually an Hog of the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Chofetz Chaim talks about this as well, Bariches, in Parshas Bahar. And there's a fascinating Klei Yoker in Shmois. I'm just going to read you a couple of lines from the Klei Yoker. And the Klei Yoker talks about when Pari, after Moshe went into Pari, and everything looked like it was getting darker and darker. Tichpar avoida, right? Everything got worse. And Klai Yisrael looked at Moshe and said, what did you do to us? So this is what he says. And these are the words of the Klai Yoker. Ki miyadua, shekachi amida, this is very often the mida. Shebechol yoim, somuch lalois hashachar, before it gets light, hachoyshech machshech biyoyser, min cheshchas alayla. It gets very dark before it gets light. And he goes on to say, many times people that are ill, he calls it roiv acholim. But I've heard this in many people in the medical field, that very often a person will rally, somuch lemise. He says over there, Samuch l'misasa, and he calls us many choylem. Mischaskim v'yoyishvim alamita. U'mevakshim lecho, v'achkach hamov es goyver. And then he goes through the winter. And then he says a rule. He says, Dover Tivi. Call Dover Tivi. Everything in the nature, the way Hashem created the world, Hamargish Shabok Negli is a Dover Hafochi. When they feel something is coming that's going to contradict them and overtake them. Okay? So then, Humischazek Biyoiser Kenegdoi. He gets stronger to try to stop the inevitable. He says, when Paro came and he made the work harder, that was Korav Kitzai. That was something Hashem put into the Bria. And the strength of the negativity was the beginning to usher in the positivity. So for sure, as Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim, Hisyatzvu Ru'es Yeshua Hashem. We have to believe there'll be a Yeshua. And the Yeshua will grow from the mass of itself. And I can only share with you one idea. And as I said, I don't know. I know that I don't know. But one thing I could say, and that is, how can we be oblivious to what we've seen for the last 6-7 months plus? The tremendous pirud achvasa, the protests, the fractioning of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. How could we be oblivious to that? The whole judicial reform, every time I was reading about it, I was thinking, wow, this is mamish, the sultan is mekatrik. Judicial reform of Mishengas, the Gans Hazach. The sultan is mekatrik to make pirud and Klal Yisrael. And what happened now? What did we see the last couple of days? We see a unity. We see the beginning of a unity in Am Yisrael. Esori liyankir fumimenu yivashaya. So Rabbi Sai, we have to be ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. We have to cling to our emunah. We have a chiv d'raisa to raise the level of tefillah. And kabbalos of mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. And we have to anticipate Yeshua. And the Eibusha Tolfin, that this should create a tremendous ichud in Am Yisrael. And it should be a soif, v'keitz l'chol tzoreseinu, t'chilo v'roish l'pidyon afsheinu. We should see a tremendous achdus, tremendous kesher between everybody. The chiloinim, the datim, the gofrumel, the Madel Nershel, all types, all stripes, will be ma'achar ourselves together, and that will bring him, it's Hashem, the greatest Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. A good kibbutz to you.